Derek Mahan, poet, Irish poet, died yesterday. Here's one of his poems. It's called A Garage in County Cork. A Garage in County Cork by Derek Mahan. Surely you paused at this roadside oasis in your nomadic youth and saw the mound of never used cement, the curious faces, the soft drink ads and the uneven ground, rainbowed with oily puddles where a snail had scrawled its slimy phosphorescent trail, like a frontier storefront in an old western. It might have nothing behind it but thin air, building materials, fruit boxes, scrap iron, dust-laden shrubs and coils of rusty wire, a cabbage white fluttering in the sodden silence of an untended kitchen garden. Nirvana! But the cracked panes reveal a dark interior, echoing with the cries of children. Here in this quiet corner of County Cork, a family ate, slept, and watched the rain dance clean and cobalt the exhausted grit, so that the mind shrank from the glare of it. Where did they go? South Boston, Cricklewood. Somebody somewhere thinks of this as home, remembering the old pumps where they stood, antique now, squirting juice into a cream Lagonda or a dung-caked tractor, while a cloud swam on a cloud reflecting tile. Surely a whitewashed sun trap at the back gave way to hens' wild thyme and the first few shadowy yards of an overgrown cart track. Tires in the branches such as no one knew, beyond the swoop of mountain where you heard, disconsolate in the haze, a single blackbird. Left to itself, the functional will cast a deathbed glow of picturesque abandon, the intact antiquities of the recent past dropping from the retail catalogues, return to the materials that gave rise to them, and shine with a late sacramental gleam. A god who spent the night here once rewarded natural curiosity with eternal life. Changing to petrol pumps, that they be spared forever there, an old man and his wife, the virgin who escaped his dark design, sanctions the townland from her prickly shrine. We might be anywhere, but are in one place only, one of the milestones of earth residence, unique in each particular, the thinly peopled hinterland, serenely terse. The thinly peopled hinterland, serenely tense. Not in the hope of a resplendent future, but with a sure sense of its intrinsic nature. Not in the hope of a resplendent future, but with a sure sense of its intrinsic nature. A poem by Derek Mahan. I'll read the last stanza again, since I made a mistake. We might be anywhere, but are in one place only, one of the milestones of earth residence, unique in each particular, the thinly peopled hinterland serenely tense, not in the hope of a resplendent future, but with a sure sense of its intrinsic nature. By Derek Mahon.